The extra appropriation passed this week would go to the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse says if it becomes law, it'll mean more inspectors and closer scrutiny of the highly explosive crude oil from North Dakota's Bakken fields.
It usually becomes a bottom line dollars and cents issue, and you got to be careful that these big railroad companies that are profiting handsomely through the increase of oil transport aren't going to cut corners and try to go cheap, which will jeopardize the safety of our citizens.
Kind says Wisconsin rail lines are a major link for Bakken oil, so he says part of the money will help first responders.
Make sure we got adequate rail safety plans with our local communities in place. Make sure we do have hazmat capability. Make sure that there are enough inspections with not only the rail cars that are transporting this Bakken oil, but the rails themselves.
Just this month, the federal government began requiring railroads with trains carrying 1 million gallons or more of Bakken oil to report how much and where the crude travels. State Emergency Management spokeswoman Lori Getter says two railroads meet that criteria. She won't say how much or where yet, but the tankers travel along the Mississippi and through Superior and central Wisconsin to Milwaukee.
We are providing training, and I know the railroads are providing additional training to fire departments from communities that along the rail lines where Bakken is being transported. So a lot of training, a lot of planning is going on.
Kind says there were 11 Bakken oil tanker derailments last year alone. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.